and we'll read that in a moment. But have you ever had an argument with someone? Have you ever felt yourself get angry? The Lord is listening. Well, I guess that this sermon pertains to everyone in this church. I've had it said to me a few times, I never get angry. I've never heard my parents have an argument. Well, what I know is that you don't live with your parents 24/7. And there are things that happen behind closed doors. And tempers raise. Attitudes change. It's like Satan has gone and come out of a person. And we know, of course, theologically, that my belief, that we cannot be demon-possessed if you are a believer in Christ, but he can influence our attitude. There's a volley of words that come out sometimes that are unpleasant. We can feel victimized if you're on the end of that. And sometimes we say words that are not meant to be hurtful but come out that way. And then we have to grapple with what that means for the person we've offended or we have been offended. And I don't mean offended that, you know, just something might have been said and people have taken offence because it's the popular thing to do today. We live in a world that is beset by offence. You've only got to look at our dear friend, the world of knowledge and Facebook, across the globe in terms of things that are said these days. We lack resilience when it comes to the banter of life, life itself, and we get offended way, way, way too easy. But there are some times when offence is real. And there are some times when we need to wrestle with our wrath and through the myriad of emotions that we might feel, find peace in that. Turn with me again, 15, Proverbs. We'll read the first 8 verses, but I just really want to focus on verse number 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but trouble befalls the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of an upright is acceptable to him. A soft answer turns away wrath, a harsh word stirs up anger. I can tell you now, for whatever reason in life that you're dealt with, and I know in my own life this is something that is very deeply personal for me, because of things from the past, and I've had to deal with a lot of things over the years, anger has been a bedfellow of mine. It has been frustration. I grew up in a family that was angry. I grew up in circumstances that made me angry, and that anger spilled. This is something that I've had to wrestle with most of my life. But thanks be to Jesus that I've been able to find peace. A few years ago, I may have shared this with you before, I was invited to a leadership conference where it was a trial run. They only take the people that are bad for trial runs to see how it works. And there was about 12 of us, and we went up to Auckland and we lived together for 5 days. And before we went, we were asked this question. We said, find something that could derail your ministry, that has been something that is deep-seated within you over your life, that could cause problems in your ministry. And the first thing I thought of was anger. So we had to do some pre-work. And then on the Wednesday night, we were told that we had overnight to produce a PowerPoint and a message that had to go for 20 minutes. We had to deliver it at some time after 8 o'clock the next morning. I got angry. No, I didn't. But I took that with great delight, to be honest. And I cherished that moment that made a massive difference in my life. You might say that pastors are not supposed to get angry. Or I could say Jesus turned the table up in the temple because they should have been praying, not exchanging goods for profit. I'm not Jesus. And he had a right to do that. And in certain circumstances, we have a right to be angry. But it's how that comes out of a person that becomes the problem. Some commentators believe these few verses pertain to addressing the king. And you don't want to be angry with the king. The king has the power to take your life. I think we need to know today and the days ahead of how to deal with some of these things that we get angry about, how to deal with conflict more effectively. In every sphere, whether it be in front of the Prime Minister, whether it be in front of our school teachers, our employers, our employees, our friends, even at church, there is conflict. Shock, horror. Church is actually a confronting place. And it can be if you seek counsel from someone. And I'm not saying don't seek it because you're scared now. Because there are behavioural patterns in people's lives that are not conducive to the way that we should walk before the Lord. It is a problem. And the Bible is very clear on how we are to walk before the Lord. We think today we are more sophisticated. But if you search the scriptures earnestly, you will find a pattern of life that is befitting the calling if you believe in Jesus Christ. All of those things we do against the Lord hurts him. What's your ambassadorship look like before him? We can't afford to palm it off. A few statistics. 2018 across Britain, approximately 2,000 people were surveyed. And they stated that families argue an average of 50 minutes a day. Woo! I'm glad I come to work. And then sit in my chair and nod off. And then the dinner bell rings. That's a chauvinistic comment, isn't it? See, you're angry already. In North America, people argue on an average of 19 times a month. So we see that conflict is real. Whether it be an internal conflict that's bubbling away, and that was my life. It used to bubble and bubble and bubble and bubble. And my kids would go, pew, scatter, because the Krakatoa was coming. And through the myriad of disappointment and hurt that I faced, I had to overcome a war of words that was internal and that spilled out external. It's very deeply personal to me, this topic. And thanks be to God, I've managed to find a pathway through. And this verse has been my banner on that topic. And I would say to you, if you are struggling internally with things, grab hold of this verse. Remember, filter out stuff and use scripture to bring good stuff in. A soft answer turns away wrath, and a harsh word stirs up anger. Live in the first, dispel the second as much as you possibly can. Principle number one, why keeping calm in conflict is essential. I have learnt if you try to keep gentle, wisdom will come. As soon as you start to bubble over, rubbish comes out. And I've seen that, and you may have seen that too. All sorts of justifications come. But one of the really beaut things about this whole process